Let us continue just a couple of more lines. All right. Yeah, I don't remember now what I was saying. I've lost my track. Off the track.
Where are we?
Okay. All right.
Where are we?
The last thing that we had is, you know, the people in Eretz Yisrael, right? They read the Torah in 3 years, so maybe it's possible, you know, that at this particular time, the month of Adar, or prior to the month of Adar, they will be at the point where they're reading Tzavos B'nei Yisrael. Okay. Anyway, Tanya Kavosi de Shmuel, we learned in accordance with Shmuel's opinion that Rish Chodesh Adar Shecholios B'Shabbos, that Rish Chodesh happens to occur on Shabbos, Koren Kisiso, right? They still read Kisiso because it's Pasha Shkolim. Matir Yehu Yehuda HaKohen, and that's the Haftorah, okay. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha, he says, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shecholios B'Shabbos. In my opinion, he says, if Rosh Chodesh Adar occurs on Shabbos, then in that case, Motzian Sholosh Toros, we take out 3 Sifrei Torah, the Koran Bohen, and we read in them, Echod bin Yon Meshayom, in one of them we read the weekly Sedra, right? The Echod B'Shalosh Chodesh, and the second one we read the one for Rosh Chodesh, and finally the Echod B'Kisisa, right? And the third one, another one, is going to be Kisisa. Another thing you said is that Rosh Chodesh Teves, Shecholios B'Shabbos, and if it happens to be Rosh Chodesh Teves, which happens to occur on Shabbos, and also, of course, happens to be Shabbos Chanukah as well. So in that case, again, likewise, Mevi'in Shalosh Toros, they take out 3, he says, they bring, because, you know, they were kept in a secure place and then brought into the shul for the ring, okay? So they bring 3 Sifrei Torah, the Koran Bohen, and they read it in the Sifrei Torah, Echod bin Yonesh Hayom, one in the weekly Sedra, the Echod bin Rosh Chodesh, and one in Rosh Chodesh, the Echod bin Chanukah. And one of them, the third one, we read the particular passage for Chanukah. Utsmicha. And he says, and we need all this. Why? Because the Iyit Mar Beho, if the law was only about one of these things, then Beho Ka Omar, then we might have thought that, okay, with the Rosh Chodesh Teves, this is where Rabbi Yitzchak, says that we take our 3 Sifrei Torah, Avol Bahach, Kirav Soleil. But if it happens to be Rosh Chodesh Adar, maybe he will be of the same opinion as Rav, namely that we read, as commonly as Lachmi Yishai. The Omar, that Rav had said, Parsha Shkolim is commonly Lachmi, right? Uvishtei Torah Sagin, in that case, 2 Sifrei Torah would be enough. So Kamash Malon, therefore we have a specific teaching that tells us what? That Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka is of the opinion not like Rav, but instead he believes like Shmuel, namely that we have to read in one Sefer Torah the weekly Parsha, in the second one the reading for Rosh Chodesh, and in the third one, this is where we read for Parsha Shkolim. All right, we'll stop at this point. Today, if I remember correctly, is the 5th day of the month of March, in the year 2003, and we are continuing our study of... time to put on a different one.